Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Korach. If we look in the Parshat of Korach, we see a man who's challenging the very foundations of the Jewish people. Although he comes from a privileged family of Levi, a close relative of Moshe Rabbeinu, he challenges the very notion of the unique status of Moshe Rabbeinu, the unique status of Aaron HaKohen. The Rashi says that the reason that Korach is juxtaposed to the story at the end of Parshat Shlach, the story of Tzitzit, is because there was a story, the Midrash tells us, that Korach gathered all the Jews, and he put a talis that was totally blue on them. And they stood there and they said, Moshe, if the talis is totally blue, what do you need one blue thread for? What do you need that tzitzis thread for? If the whole idea of tzitzit is to remind us of mitzvot, what do you need that for? And similarly, what do we need you for? Kol ha'ida kulam doshim, all the Jewish people are holy. Why do we need one person to be stand over them and be holier than thou, holier than everyone else? What was Korach getting at? What was his main issue? Our Salvation of Blessed Memory already pointed out in the reflections of the Rav, that he was challenging the notion of segula, that some individuals, some aspects, some mitzvos, some aspects of the Jewish community of certain rituals could have some special character, some uniqueness, some special character. What is this character? How do we define the segula? How do we define the notion that Moshe was unique, that the Kohanim were unique, that the tzitzis has a unique status? Can take a look at the writings of the Tzur HaMor, Parshas Beshalach, one of the Spanish commentators, Spanish and Portuguese commentators. He says, you have to understand that we are a treasured people. We have a segula, something of a mystical character. We can act above nature. He says, when a chazan wraps himself in a talis and he prays the 13 principles of God's mercy, the Yugim Amidos, he brings the rain or he stops the plague. He's doing something that has a mystical quality. It can't be explained. It is unique. We have the power to bring life and death. Mavet v'chaim b'yad alashon. Even with our words, we have tremendous power. How do you explain it? How do you explain it to a Korach who doesn't want to get it? It's very difficult. As Rabbi Soloveitchik put it, it was a segula prophet was leading a segula people to a segula land. How do you explain the segula prophet? The notion that Moshe Rabbeinu is not just any old prophet. The five books of Moses are not just any old books. It's not just any old prophetic book. It's not just any old inspired book. But the five books of Moses have its own segula. We put it in the ark in its own separate scroll. We kiss it. We hug it. We die for it. We run into fires to save it. Because that's a special segula of the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. How do you explain the notion of a segula person? The notion that Aaron HaKohen, representing the Jewish people, can go into the Holy of Holies and have a communion with God? How do you explain that the Kohen Gadol, through his various potions and ceremonies on Yom Kippur, can bring atonement for the entire Jewish people? And how do you explain the uniqueness of the land of Israel? Go back to Brooklyn, they say. Go back to Brooklyn, go back to the crematoria in Poland, they tell us. But they don't understand that there's a segula, there's some special character. A Jew in his land, a Jew in her homeland. This is something we can't describe. There are no words for it. It's a segula. It's a mystical character, mystical trait. Therefore, if we look at all these parshiot, all these rebellions in the book of Bamidbar, the book that where the Jews try to come to terms with our segula mission, portion parshat Balotcha, Shlach and Korach, that all describe the various sins of the desert, it's all about the questioning of the segula. In Balotcha, Miriam, the prophetess, she challenges the segula of Moshe Rabbeinu as a special prophet. She asks, how come he doesn't stay with his wife? We have spouses. In Shlach, the spies and the Jewish people raise doubts and questions. What is so unique about the land of Israel? They don't see it. They don't see the tomb of the patriarchs. They don't see the holiness that's in every step in the land of Israel. They don't see that character. He rejected the land of Israel. Bimasu Beretz Chemda, a holy, treasured land. They rejected it. Korach doesn't see what's special about Moshe, doesn't see what's special about Aaron. And in that, he perhaps is raising a deeper question. What's special about the Jewish people in general? Can't explain it, we can't describe it. It's not a question of elitism, it's not a question of privilege. It's a mystical question of a segula, something special. Do we, each one of us, each Jew, understand that blue thread in our tzitzis? We understand that special spark in our souls that makes us part of this segula people? Do we understand that special link with the Jewish people, with the Jewish land, with the Torah? Do we feel that connection? Korach said, no, I don't get it. I don't see the difference. I don't see the difference between me and Moshe and Aaron, one string or the other, one blue thread or the other. The challenge of Parshat Korach, the challenge of the Book of Bamidbar, is to understand the unique character of the Jewish nation, Jewish Torah, the Jewish people, Jewish land. Hopefully, if we can get this message, if we can understand the message of Sefer Bamidbar, this book of numbers, hopefully we'll appreciate our special role is, our special mission, how important each one of our mitzvot is, how unique our Torah is, how holy it is. And hopefully, unlike Korach, who didn't appreciate it, we indeed will march forth under our special, unique leadership, a segula leadership, with a segula people, and march one day, hopefully, into our segula land, our unique and holy, special and mystical land of Israel. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lamed congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Join us each week as we discuss each parsha. So you can see our past archives of past discussions and other unique favorites and features. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz for making today's presentation possible, and thank you for joining us.